Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. One more time that the Lord has truly blessed us with this morning. Let me give y'all this before you go. All right. And I got another handout from you, kind of similar to that. But just get one and pass it around, if you will. Continue, material that we can grow thereby. Philippians 2:12, that we're working out our salvation with fear and trembling. And we want to give you that. It's called Journey Through the Bible. That is the whole 66 books of the Bible. 39:27. Okay. And hope you know. Hopefully you can divide the 39. I gave you a sheet on last week. It's kind of similar to that, but this breaks it down a little bit more. And you say, well, why do he keep giving us all these sheets? I'm giving this that hopefully that you will study it and that you will learn it and that you may apply it through your life so that when we get in the book of James, when you ask of God, you'll know how to ask. Amen? So we hope that you put that among your spiritual memoirs. Amen? And like I tell you, I'm going to be giving them to you all the time. So hope that you use them to the glorification of God. Amen. As we strive to do his holy and divine will. And you know what y'all do? When you open up your Bible and look like Adam's Genesis 1, 26, 27, and 2, 7. Okay. Just go there and read that. Genesis 3, 15. Cain and Abel. Genesis 4, Noah, Genesis 6. See, a very good study to just go to those scriptures and watch it and look at it, amen, and study from God's word and go all the way through Red Sea, Mount Sinai, wilderness, Joshua, Judges, go all the way through it, see, in relationship to understanding all the way into grace and truth, John 1:17. So most people don't have this, amen. But this is what you need, amen, if you're going to be able to study to show yourself approved unto God, amen. And guess what? It's free. Amen. Hopefully that we can grow together and be that what the Lord would want us to be. All right, let's go to James chapter 1. I want to cover more than one verse today. but we're going to take our time, amen, because we're going to glorify God, amen. James chapter 1, amen. James chapter 1 today in verse 5. Last week we talked about the greetings. Verse 1, joy. To follow by kind of all joy. When you fall into various trials, but we prove that through the testing of our faith that we will lack nothing. And then if any man, verse 4, if any man asks of God, okay? Y'all see where we are? See, joy comes. You want to be happy. You want to have joy. See, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. See, that is count it all joy. You want to consider, you want to think. You see, you want to reason, consider, count it all joy. See, that you know you're going to have various trials and temptations, but you prove it with the word of God. Amen. See, we test it with the word of God. We whip it with the word of God. I hate when the devil wins, don't you? I just hate when the devil wins, but we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But one thing about the devil winning, that's short-lived. Amen. Because we got grace of God, amen. We got that unmerited faith. We got the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why Genesco is so important. We just got to have that. We just got to have that knowledge. Because you're going to see in a minute, let him ask of God. You ask the question, well, how do he ask? Well, if nothing is there to ask from, you can't ask in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Brother Brandon, they downstairs. You can come back. They can come back up if you want to. Okay. I understand. You don't have to move, bro. Stay right there. Okay. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So here we go again. See, I'm going to slow down a little bit. See, because everybody want to be have joy. And that's what you're talking about, brother, count it all joy. Because we do fall into diverse temptations, knowing, genosko, this, that, the trying or testing of our faith, the trying testing of our faith, see, it worketh steadfastness. See, it gives you the ability that when trials come, you can be like Jesus. You know, it is written. See, when it come all around you, see, you can be steadfast, unmoving, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And because that knowledge is there, it's going to bounce off of you, amen. It's not going to have no part of you in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. See, but a patient have a perfect work that is to be complete, to be thorough. Complete, thorough, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That is, that to be completely satisfied. Whatever state you find yourself in, just be content. Just be content. See, so therefore, when all this happens, verse 5, if any man lack is followed by, let him ask of God and God will give it. So the question we ask, let him ask of God and God give it. Well, how can you ask of God? Let me ask you a question. If I ask a question to you today, and I say, how do you make a chocolate cake? You know, John can give his version, Ham can give his version, Sister can give her version, everybody can give their version, but it might not be the right answer in relationship to how to do it. But based on your understanding, if you don't have no authority, if it's not backed up with authority, see, what you say might not matter to nothing. Amen. So what I'm saying, that when you look at 1 Corinthians 6:19, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You said, let him ask of God. See, it got to be there. See, God, we literally don't talk to God one-on-one. Amen. See, sometimes I can go to Hamp and ask Hamp a question one-on-one. God don't operate that way, because James 1:25, he's given us the perfect law of liberty. Amen. In relationship to when we ask of God, well, the answer is going to be in the book. See, the answer is already in the book. The problem with the answer being in the book, we're not finding what the answer may be. See, a lot of times, because we don't study, because we don't genosko, see, because we don't prove, because patience is not a part of our life, and when we don't count it all joy, when we don't take and consider, and we don't think, see, out using the word of God, since sometimes we throw ourselves out in the left field. Because I say it all the time, there's nothing in our life that come up in our life that can't be found in the book, right or wrong. See, anything in life that happens, small, big, medium, any way you want to call it, see, the answer always in the book. See, so when you use that phrase, let him ask of God, that simply means because you know, because knowledge is there, or because you study, or because you search the scriptures daily, amen. Or even because we have fellowship one with another. See, I don't have no problem coming to Terry, or Paul, or John, or Sean, that anything beset me. I can say, brother, do you know in the Bible where this is? And based on their faithfulness, amen, because we are fellow believers in Christ Jesus, we have all things in common, because we all like-minded together, amen, that what he tell me that I would listen to, but go back and reiterate it through the word of God, amen, for myself. That's the blessing of being faithful, amen. See, so that phrase, let him ask of God, and the reason why I'm bringing that up, because you hear people all the time saying, well, God put this on my heart. God told me this. Or God said this. Well, if God speaks to you, and he tell you something, and it can't be proven by the word of God, well, where is truth? Where the truth lies? So he said, let them ask of God. See, that simply means, how do we ask of God? We ask of God through study. There's no way you're going to know it. Because God's not going to operate outside this word. Another point, how can you count? How can you think? How can you consider? How can we be like-minded? How can we be one? How can we speak the same thing if there are four or five different opinions? I was talking about yesterday. They were talking about us not having the Lord's Supper on Sunday night. I said, well, let me ask you a question then. When you go back to the early church, or when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and read, and we're talking about the whole church coming together in one place, right? Well, in the early church, they just didn't have a multiplicity of services on Sunday. They just had one service. Amen. It was not a question. Well, I'm not going to come this morning because I can come back tonight, because it wasn't but one. And then you know that every Lord's Day, every week has a first day, right? And we're going to come together every first day. All the saints come together for one purpose, to worship God in spirit and in truth. How do you do it? By doing all five items of worship. That's how you do it, right? Then you know that's what we're going to do today? See, when the whole church come together, well, in one place, am I right? You know that, right? So that's what we're going to do. When? This morning, right? We're not going to do it tonight. We're going to do it this morning. So you should set your priorities. You should set your goal that you're going to be here, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Set your affection on things which are above. See, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. See, if somebody told you, we're not going to get paychecks out until the whole place, everybody who work at this place, come together at 10 o'clock. We're going to take roll, and we're not going to get one check out to everybody that's here. What you going to do? You're going to be there. Why? You want your check. Am I right? And you knew that. And that just was a pattern that this company did. They gave out checks one time only. If you didn't get it then, at that time, you got to wait the next pay period to get both of them. What would you do? I'm serious. If somebody tell you that they're going to be giving out free groceries at 11 o'clock, and you can't get it at 1 o'clock, you can't get it at 4 o'clock, but you got to be at the place physically to pick up your groceries, what you going to do? You understand the point I'm making? You're going to be there. Well, what's the difference when the Holy Spirit said, when the whole church come together in one place to do this here, and we know that that's what they did. We know that's what they did. Am I right? It wouldn't be a choice in the matter. The problem came in when we gave choice. Or when we added something, even though it may have been a good intent. But sometimes good intentions the devil used to take it to the extreme. Because people begin to abuse it in order to fit their needs versus God's needs. You understand what I'm saying? See? And they say, well, I never thought about it like that. Well, think about it. Go back and look at it. We're talking about apostolic doctrine, right? Don't we follow apostolic doctrine? See? We follow apostolic doctrine. We do what the early church did. By either command, amen, or it's inferred, or it's an example. See? That's what we do. What we say, we speak where the Bible speaks, and silent where it's silent. That's an old phrase. Churches of Christ you use all the time. See? So the point that I'm saying, brother, when he talked about letting master God, see, God not going to put it on my heart and then put something different on his heart. It comes back to that word genosko. See, you got to know to be able to prove. See, I know what's right. I can prove, I can test what we're doing is right. When I sit here and make that statement about the whole church come together in one place, I can prove it. See, we're not doing this because here in town is doing it or because somebody else is doing it. We're doing it because we read it in the Bible. Amen. Now, whether you like it or whether you get mad because we institute that between you and the Lord, amen. It ain't my fault. But one thing about running, you can run, but you can't hide. Amen. Guess what? God's word ain't going to change. Amen. God's word ain't going to change. God's word going to be here. And that's the point that we need to understand. Go ahead, my brother. Yes, sir. That's what he said. That's what he said. I ain't got back far. Yes, sir. That's what he said. See, that's what he said. That's what he said. See, that's what he said. Go back to verse 5, and then we'll drop down there. He said, any man of you lack wisdom, that word wisdom is knowledge, is understanding. That's what that word means. It means knowledge, understanding, factual. What that word means, factual. That you see it, that you can prove it. It's like it's a fact that there are 66 books in the Bible, right? That's a fact that 39 old, 27 new. That's a fact, see, that the patriarchal age was. With Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. That's a fact. Up on the first day of the week, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Amen. Why? Because you know it and you understand it because you can prove it in the book. Amen? That's what wisdom is. That's what knowledge is. That's the reason why you study. See, so you can get that. You know, before I go to you, you know what's sad, y'all? For us to call ourselves Christians. And then this week, don't go back 2 weeks, just this week. I don't even go back that far. Let's go back to Wednesday. That we hadn't picked up our book. We ain't put nothing in. See, we hadn't did that. We hadn't studied. We hadn't did nothing to acquire wisdom. Well, if you don't do nothing to acquire wisdom, what right do you have to ask? What right do you have? I mean, what right do you have to ask him for something when he has given it to you, but you won't take it? You don't have that right. You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's the point. Go ahead, brother. Mm-hmm. No. Sure. Sure. Yeah. 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 But how? But how? How? By studying. That's the point that I'm saying. See. When you go to Acts 8, right, the Ethiopian eunuch was a very intelligent man. You understand what I'm saying? Saul of Tarsus. Probably, if you look at his credentials and look at his pedigree, who he was, he probably was a doctorate. So when you stand on the feet of Gamaliel, Hebrew, Pharisee, so that's strong pedigree. That's strong pedigree. Strong language. See, it's like, if I go get my master's, or I go get my doctorate, or I go get my PhD, that's strong pedigree. So when you look at that knowledge, common knowledge, that's what that is, common knowledge. See, they have common knowledge. See, they have common knowledge. The reason why I say that, because see, common knowledge is different from spiritual knowledge. See, because see, in Acts 8, see, he was reading, but he had no jadosko. The reason why I know that, because he said, he went up to him and said, well, do you understand? He said, how can I? Except some man should what? See, it's like coming to Bible class. See, you ever come to Bible class and teaching comments? See, from other brethren, because we have all things in common. See, that's the reason why I love to hear Randy, I love to hear John, I love to hear Paul, Sean, all the brothering, see, comment. See, this class ain't about me, this class is about all of us, amen. Because see, we're learning and growing from one another, amen. Am I right? See, so what I'm saying, see, he said, well, how can I accept some man should what? You understand what I'm saying? See, then through teaching, he had understanding. The reason why I know that, because he said, see here water. What does hinder me? See, it's like, you know, you look at that verse right here. And let's read it one more time where it says here. It's simply saying, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberal and unbraided not. That word unbraided not mean that he don't do it reluctantly. He do it freely. See, sometimes you ask me something. See, I got me a bacon egg sandwich, and you say, well, give me a piece. See, I'm gonna give you a piece, but I'm reluctant. I really don't want to give you none. Because I want the whole sandwich. Y'all been that way? Well, somebody, see, I got a sister-in-law in private like that. You come in there with a drink or something, and it's not open now. She'll say, wait a minute. Before you drank out of there, let me get some. And I told Dara, I said, next time I go down there, I'm going to be waiting on her. Because when I walk in the room, I'm going to have it to my mouth dragging out of it. Because she always do that. But the point, that y'all know what I'm talking about? That's the human side of it. See, I'm brave and not being simple. He gives to us freely. See, we're not reluctant. See, that's what grace is. See, he give us freely. See, he don't hold back nothing. He give us all. He's given us the perfect law of liberty. See, you can get much wisdom you want. See, you can ask as much as you want. See, it's free. It don't cost you anything. See, everybody drive me crazy when these people commercialize the gospel and they try to take the gospel and try to make money off the gospel. You know, like I'm saying, like we give away our tape free. We give away papers free. Everything we do, we give away paper free because hopefully that information will cause you to study and to continue so that when you need to ask the God, you'll know. Amen. Because I'm telling you, the only way you're going to know it got to come through the Word. So that means that he giveth unbraidedly. That's what that means. Reluctantly not, and it shall be given him. But I'm asked in faith. Now, watch this now. Watch this here. Underline that word in faith. Because say, if you're out of the faith, look at the negative side. Y'all with me? So you got to be in faith to be able to ask. See, you got to be in the faith. There's only one faith. Am I right? You got to be faithful to be able to ask. You got to be in faith to be able to get the blessing. That's another benefit being in the church. Amen. Being faithful. Amen. See, the world can't ask because they're not in faith. The world can't ask anyway because they're not part of the saved. And they got to go back to the book of Acts to get saved to get to 21. Am I right? Do you understand what I just said? Let me say it again. You understood? You sure? I'm going to say it again. The world, where my sheet is? Look at sheet. See, the world... You with me? Got to get in the church right here. We said day of Pentecost. Y'all see that? That's the book of Acts, right? Am I right? Because they believe Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's right here, right? Am I right? And then the next 21 books is right here. Epistles, right? Am I right? That gives us our reward in the book of Revelation. Am I right? So the world still hung up here because they ain't in the faith, right? They got to be in the faith. Ephesians 4:4 says only one faith. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You understand what I'm saying? See, you got to be in the faith in order to be able to ask. See, that proves one thing. When them people on that job talking that smack, I know what God did. Oh, God let me walk around on a shoestring. They were talking smack. See, y'all understand what I'm saying? Because number one, they hadn't lost their mind. They're ignorant. And I say that. Most of them are ignorant. They just don't know no better. You got people in the Church of Christ ignorant. They don't have no knowledge. They can't prove. They don't count. Anytime you make a decision, and that decision, it violates the principle of the Word of God because you don't study, you are ignorant. Now, you can know what the Word of God and still don't do it, you stupid. When you go to Hebrews 10:26, they say, if we sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin, and you know, something wrong with you. Did you hear what I just said? See, when you know what the Word of God says, but you let something, like Paul said in Galatians, you were running away, but what hindered you? When you let hindrance stop you from doing what God tells you to do, but you know it, see, that remains the most sacrifice for sin. That's a nice way of saying it. Something wrong with you. You understand what I'm saying? See, as much as I love my wife, she could have said, you can't go to church today. No way. She can't, You understand what I'm saying? She's not going to tell me, well, don't do this here. I don't want to do this. I'm going somewhere. You can't tell me that once I know something. Now, I could be ignorant. Most people follow because they're just ignorant. They don't know no better. They don't count. They don't test. See, they just don't know. So that's the reason. So when he said, look back to the verse here. See, go back to the verse here. And that's a good point. And Terry brought it up, he doubled the head. But let him ask in faith. See, in faith simply means that it got to be, you got to be in faith to be able to what? Get the benefits. See, and you know what? I go a little bit further right here. You could be right here. You could have went through this right here. You could have been baptized for the remission of your sin. But you sitting up here and you not in the faith because sin has separated you from God. Well, number one, you can't ask. John 9:31, what sin is God is not until you repent. Y'all with me? Then why won't you repent? Because when you don't repent, you ain't counting. You ain't proven. You ain't tested. You ain't steadfast. You ain't perfect. You don't have the perfect work. Am I right or wrong? What James is saying, right? This is what you got to have. See? And folks talking about, well, y'all think y'all own somebody. I know we don't own somebody. Amen? And that's on tape. See? He didn't say if I go to Terry, look at what he said. He said, but let him ask in any faith. Or he didn't say, but let him ask. It makes no difference what faith you belong to. Y'all see what the Holy Spirit is saying? Amen. Well, why would it say that when you go to Ephesians 4:4? It only says number one for faith. Amen. Faith is belief. You know what faith does? When we accept another faith, violate Galatians 1, when we accept another gospel, which is not another gospel, we're simply saying, well, Jesus, your faith ain't good enough. Right or wrong? How you gonna count something when you're not sure it's right? You ever go to the bank and they give you your money and they say, you wanna put it in the envelope? You say, go ahead on. And they put that money in the envelope. Do you just walk away from the window? She's sticking through that thing. I don't care if 100 people behind me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it out. Right in front of her face. I'm going to count every bit of it. You know why? Because I got to count it. I got to consider it. I got to look at it. Because once I walk outside that door, Dara did that one time. And she was shocked. She went back in there. They said, well, yeah, ma'am. It might be, but you got to come back this evening at 5 o'clock when we recount. Dara said, I ain't coming back nowhere. I'm going to stand right here until y'all count. Well, no, we ain't going to count up to 5 o'clock. And Shelton was like, come on, mama, come on. You're going to go to jail. Come on. Leave her alone. She said, I ain't moving. They shouted me, and I want it back right now. They went and got the manager. They went and got this. But guess what? They got it again. And she got it. Because it was her. Am I right? She knew her own. Am I right? So the point that I'm saying, see, in the faith, see, we take for granted that word faith. You know why I say that? Because our lives reflect differently. See, you in the faith, when you got that ginosko, when you got that knowledge, when you got that understanding, when you prove, when you test, when you count, when you're perfect because you had a perfect word, and you do all that. See, when you get to that next verse, when you say, let him ask to God, let him ask for wisdom of God, he said, how you do it in the faith, see, you know you're there, brother. Amen. That's worth coming to Sunday school for, amen. To get that assurance, amen. Amen. And it drives me crazy when we pacify, satisfy, beat around, hug. Well, you know what? You just got to be strong, and you just got, no, just wait a bit. Man, turn sin loose. I'd rather you to tell me the truth, wouldn't you? Huh? It's going to be all right. Just go on and talk. It's going to be all right. It ain't going to be all right till you turn sin loose. Sin is blocking you what? From proving. Am I right? Oh, me and Paul had a good conversation there. I can't tell you what we talked about. Paul was just laughing. I was just laughing. I was riding down the road talking to Paul. I had to stop and get and park. Man, that was a strong conversation. But I can't tell you what we talked about. But it was the truth. In spirituality, it's true. Go ahead, Terry. I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead, bro. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's it. That's it. Who are in Christ. Right. And then he goes on, man, Romans 8, my favorite verse, because he began to give you the benefits. See, my God shall all things work out. We are more than. Ain't that there? See, because we are in the faith. Let me go back. I'm jumping myself a little bit. I want to give you some wording here on that verse a little bit before we jump down to verse 6. And I want you to look up those words who giveth to all liberal and unbraideth not. And hit the word God who giveth. See, God who giveth. And this is the word I want you to look at this week. Y'all read it? It's T-O-U. See, T-O-U. D-I-D-O-N-T-O-S. D-I-D-O-N-T-O-S. Which simply means this is the characteristic of God. See, this is the purpose of God. See, and then it goes on, he used the phrase liberal, and let me give you that word, haplos, liberal, simply meaning that he do it generously. See, we don't have to bargain with him. See, go back to that sandwich. Will you please give me just a little bitty piece? You got, I don't need a big piece. Just a little bitty piece. You ever did that before? Just let me taste it. See, we don't have to bargain with God. See, he do it liberally. See, one thing about the word, see, you can't go back to the word and use it two times, can't use it no more till next month. You understand what I'm saying? See, we can go back to the word and use it over and over and over again. See, we can count many, many, many over time. That's what the power of the word of God, amen. See, it ain't like the word of God, you got three tries. See, after those three tries, you up until you get your quota for the next month. See, that word haplos, liberal, sort of mean that he does it liberal. See, the reason why I'm talking about that, man, because 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. See, he is faithful. He is faithful because he giveth, he's a giving God. See, he's a giving God, he's a loving God, and he's a liberal God. And that's just the way we got to see him. See, we got to see him that way. See, simply mean that he's generous without bargain. See, in relationship, so let me give you three things. You may want to write them down. God gives. See, and not only do he gives, but he gives to all who are in the faith. He gives to all who are in the faith, and then he gives haplos, liberal, generous. He gives to all who are in the faith, then he do it liberal, and then unbraided not. And here's another word I want to give to you. Okay, hold on, Sean. Unbraideth not. Let me give you that word there one more time. See, here it is. Here that word is. Unbraideth not. It means it's present active. That means that it's working right now. To those who are in the faith. It's not past tense, not future tense. It's active. See, what we're talking about is active. See, this work is right now. God giveth. He giveth to all freely. It's present. See, right now, it's working right now. See, we get this information, we put it in right now, that when we ask because we're in the faith, he going to give, amen. Long as don't violate his word. See, you might say, well, I want to be a good father. Well, to be a good father, well, you got to go back and see what a father is. You got to understand what a father has to do. You got to go back. See, you want to be a good father, you need to start the book of Genesis and go over to the book of Revelation and study what the Bible say about being a father. Amen. Amen. And then you apply those principles so you can prove and you can test. So you can count. Amen. So when you ask, he going to give. Why? Because it's there. Am I right? That's what the book is for. See, you got the book, but you don't know how to use it. Amen. See, he gives liberal. Now, let me give you one more word, and then we'll go to Sean, because I want you to see this here. He gives liberal. See, and another word that I want to give you is, the reason why I'm giving you these words, because I'm just topping the surface. And when you go back and Google it, or you go back and type it in, man, we live in a computer age now. With iPads and Androids and phones, and you got programs you can download to get all this stuff. It's a long time ago, Fred. You remember them big old thick books we had, Strong's, we had to carry around? You remember those big old books that we used to look up words? See, I still got them. See, well, you had to go to the book and look if you didn't know Greek to get a meaning. But nowadays, man, you know, we got phones, we got internet. I mean, we got, and you just type these words in. And it'll give you a deeper meaning. See, instead of me giving you one word or two words, when you look at 15, 20 words, it gives you a better understanding. I'm not giving it to you just to be smart, because I can't even say them. So you know I don't know. Amen. But I know enough that if I need to ask, while I'm in the faith, he going to give, amen. And he going to do it liberal, amen. And that's all I need to know, amen. See, and let me get that word right quick. That word is Emmy, me. All right, you ready? O-N-E-I-D-I-Z-O-N-T-O-S. That's O-N-E-I-D-I-Z-O-N-T-O-S. Or, look at it this way again. Put a slash there. Or look at it this way. You might have told you on the endings. Look at it this way. O-N-E-I-D-I-Z-O. Okay? O-N-E-I-D-I-Z-O. Look at it in both ways. O-N-E-I-D-I-Z-O. Unbraideth not. That simply means that he do it freely, without reluctance. But the main thing I want you to see, that just write somewhere in your notes, present tense. We don't want you to write present tense, because see, it's working right now. See, it's working right now. That's why we're here. That's why Bible school is so important. Amen. Because see, we're learning, we're growing, we're working, we're testing, we're proving in order to be patient so that we can take what we got and we can consider. So that we will have the ability to act, see, without wavering. Go ahead, Sean, I'm sorry. That right? That's it. That's it. That's right. Well, he made a good point. One point he made was this here. Sometimes we let the world overtake us, and we play with the world so long. Sooner or later, spiritual wisdom don't have no more hold no more. See, we know that over in 2 Thessalonians, right? See, he'll send you a strong delusion, right? He'll make you a reprobate, the book of Romans talk about in relationship to 2 Thessalonians 2. So the point that I'm saying is this here, that's the danger. See, that's the danger. And we talk all the time, spiritual wisdom supersedes earthly wisdom anything. See, I rather, like he says here, in that next verse, we jump a little ahead of ourselves, we talk about double-minded man. See, he talks about if you ask with low esteem. See, a double-minded man, see, a double-minded person, see, you better watch out with that joke, because you don't know where you're coming from. See, Jesus talked about that in the book of Revelation, didn't he? See, he'd rather for you to be cold than to be lukewarm. A lukewarm person, a double-minded person, is a dangerous person. Because, see, you don't know where you're coming from. See, they'll look right in your face, shake your hand, smile in your face, and be thinking about stabbing you in the back. I'm serious. Because their mindset all messed up. It's all messed up. See, if I go to Paul, see, that's the reason why. Mama used to always say, man, it ain't Bible. You make your bed hard, you're going to lie in. See, the law of Galatians 6 is a law ain't none of us going to get around. The sowing principle. If you sow toward the spirit, good going to happen. You sow toward the flesh, it going to, let me tell you something. Anything we do got consequences, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Amen. So if we know that, I know it's true, when don't you need something to combat temptations, trials, tribulation? Because the human side, brethren, they gonna come. You can't get around it. I don't care how faithful you may be. I don't care how great a preacher you may be. It gonna come. Look at the world today. You know, just heard on the news this morning. You know, if them two football players knew that out drinking, getting drunk, getting in a car, gonna cause you to hit a curb and your body gonna be dead, if he could erase it and rewind, do you think that he would do it again? The people that got killed in Price City last night trying to buy drugs, one got killed, and the driver, he was just trying to make it back to Brookside so he can be safe. Do you think that they would leave home just to get some drugs? What the world do to you? And you get caught out in that. Amen? That's the reason why he teaches us, come ye out from among them. That's the reason why this is so important. See, if you ain't transforming your thinking to think like this, something wrong with you. I'm serious. Because let me tell you something. You get caught up in sin. Sin get a hold on you, man, it'll squeeze the breath out of you. See? And that's what's wrong with the world today. See? I laughed, and I'm gonna go to Paul. I laughed. They say, the old lady who was a lesbian, they say her lesbian partner died, and when she died, she had to pay the federal government over $300,000 or $400,000 in estate tax. And they said it wasn't fair because she was married to a male. That's key court. If she was married to a male, because it would be husband and wife, she would not have to pay that estate tax. And she said it's not unfair. Well, it is fair. Go get you a man. You are not married. That's the law. It's different than estate taxes for single people, married people. Should something happen to you when you get ready to probate your estate. See, it's different law. So why should they change the law just because you want to be violate God's principle? But here we go. Come on, Paul. We're about out of time. Mm-hmm. Sure. Go pay it. find you out, and that's the point. All right, next week we're going to pick back up. Sean, go ahead. You had something you want to say. I'm sorry. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Who said? Who said? When God told him what to do, he said, go down to the Jordan River and go dip 7 times. Y'all remember that? See, he told him what to do. What did he say? How come? Why not? See, when God tells you to do something, why are you going to try to change God's mind? It's like a child. You tell a child to do something, and then they say, well, how come? Ain't no how come. I said it. Right? I hope you think that way. Amen. Because see, if you continue to let him to do what he want to do versus what you tell him to do, it's going to be consequences down the line. Amen. We just need to go back, bro, to the book. Amen. And that's the point that we're saying. Well, next week we'll pick back up on what we talk about. Ain't that good stuff, y'all? Man, that's mighty good stuff. James is a good book, man. Great book. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I'm not going to be in no hurry. Now, y'all can go ahead and get ahead of me, but that's all right. I'm gonna take my time with it, try to pick up as much as I can. Amen. Amen. And I just hope you be with me. Okay, let's pray together. Blessed Father, we thank you so much.